Mishnah Dalet. Everything which we have said until now, and which we're going to assume for the rest of the Masechta, is in truth not agreed upon. Because Beis Shammai matirin at tzoros la'achim. Beis Shammai permit the tzoros of Reuven's erva to Reuven, to the brothers. According to Beis Shammai, there is no such thing as the tzoros erva being exempt from Yibum. So if Shimon is married to Reuven's daughter Dina and is another woman Chana, the regular Yibum obligation applies on Chana for Reuven. However, Beis Hillel Oisrim, Beis Hillel forbid this, as we have seen until now. Now, because of this machlokes, chultzu. What happens if Reuven did do chalitza to his tzoras erva? So, according to Beis Shammai, there was an obligation to do yibum or chalitza. So, this is a totally valid chalitza. And because of that, Beis Shammai posts them in Akahuna. Beis Shammai say that she is now invalid to marry a koyein. Midrabbanon, since chalitza is very similar to a get, because you are permitting her to marry somebody else. So just like it's forbidden for a divorcee to marry a kohen, midrabbanon, it's also forbidden for a chalutza, a woman who has received chalitza, she's known as a chalutza, it is also forbidden for her, midrabbanon, to marry a kohen. However, Beis Hillel machshirim, Beis Hillel say that this woman would be allowed to marry a kohen, since she didn't receive chalitza. There was no obligation of yibum or chalitza at all. So the chalitza was not even valid, and therefore she is not a chalutza, so she can still marry a kohen. What happens if Nisyabmu, if Reuven did Yibum on his Tzaras Erva? So according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai Machshirim. Beis Shammai says she is still totally valid. If Reuven were to die, she would be able to go and marry a Kohen. However, Beis Hillel say she is from then on invalid to marry a Kohen because she had illegal relations. She is known as a Zona, who is somebody who has had forbidden relationships. And since she was totally forbidden under a very severe prohibition to marry Reuven, when Reuven dies, she is forbidden to marry a Kohen. Alright, the second half of this Mishnah is a very beautiful Mishnah. Even though Beis Hillel would forbid the Tzaras Erva and Beis Shammai permitted the Tzaras Erva, these ones would say that she is considered invalid to marry a Kohen, and this opinion says that she's valid. Even though they had big arguments regarding the status of this woman, nevertheless, there was peace and harmony between the members of Beis Shammai and the members of Beis Hillel. And Nimru Beis Shammai Melissa Nosim Beis Hillel, members of Beis Shammai didn't hold back from marrying women, daughters of members of Beis Hillel. And the same went the other way around. Because they assumed that if there was a case of, let's say, a Tzaras Erva who received Chalitza, so in that specific case, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did argue about what the halacha was. So both sides would make sure to tell the other side. They trusted each other that if they didn't say anything, then it was a regular marriage about which Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel did not argue and therefore was a permitted marriage. And on a similar note, when it comes to the laws of purity and impurity, where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue a lot as to whether something is considered to be tome or tahar, despite all of the disputes between them, they did not hold back from assuming that the other people's utensils were pure, and they would borrow utensils from each other. And again, they would assume that if this particular utensil would be under a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that one party would say it's tome, one party would say it's tahar, so then they would tell them. But otherwise, they wouldn't tell them, so they would assume that it is tahor according to both of them, and they would rely on each other regarding the status of the utensil's purity. And you see that despite the many, many arguments, big arguments, like we saw in our Mishnah, according to Beis Shammai, it's totally permitted to marry one's Tzaras Erva. But according to Beis Hillel, it's Isser Kores, one of the worst averias one can do. Despite these large disputes, they still got along with each other, and there existed shalom between them. Today was a much longer share than usual, but as you can see, it was definitely necessary for that first Mishnah. But once you've got that first Mishnah under your belt, now you can really begin Maseches Yevamos.